Mit dem man dann Telekuf ein. Wenn er aber in der Post kommt, kann man Hashem oder Abu Zorai, Rabben Konoloi. Wenn er also das Gekol Echa, Lefina, Schmosle, Lefia, Avedasai, because each person, according to his Neshama, according to his Avedas Hashem, Kach Yeshla Yesudim. So he has Yesudim, troubles. Yesh Yeshla Yesudim, Libonov, Umeyavim, Umeyshachim. The person who has Yesudim, he has to bear from his children, from his father, from a neighbor, different kinds of Yesudim by being finance them, to support them, other kinds of troubles that he has. Yesh Shehulga Madrega Gedanimenu, as one who's in a higher Madrega, Yeshla Yesudim, Meshchenim, Rechaikim, he has Yesudim from distant Shchenim, he has to bear them too. Yesh Godlimenu, there's still a greater person of Yeshla Yesudim, Mikol Hodir. He has Yesudim for the whole city. He's the leader, and all the troubles come to him. Yesh Godel Mi'ayit is a person who's very great. Yesh La Yesudim Mikol Ha'ayim. All the Yesudim in the world come to him. Chol Echad Ha'ayivei HaYesudim, each one through these Yesudim, they say, Olav HaNoshim Sheyesh La Yesudim Ha'ayim. So he actually carries upon him the burden of these people from whom he has Yesudim. He carries all these people upon him because he has the Yesudim. Ki Sheyesh La Yesudim Ha'ayim, who Nesay Ha'ayim Olav. Because when he has Yesudim from them, he carries them upon him. And he carries his whole burden upon himself. The Yesudim is the biggest burden. Ach, how is it possible for a chimer, for a goof, a body of gashmis of chumriyus, to carry upon itself so many people? Physically, it's impossible to cover. Ach, ha yesurim nichma gufay, the tendency is that through yesurim, so his body becomes pressed down, becomes smaller through the pressure. We call ha yesurim nikroim tzoris, because all the yesurim are called tzoris, troubles. Because they press in, they confine the body. There's a lot of pressure on it. When the guf is pressed down, smashed down, the soul becomes greater. There's a greater light to it, and it grows. That's when the chaymer, Gashmias, the goof, is pressed down, it becomes subordinate. The lower the goof goes, the greater the neshama, the tzura. Tzura is the form which cannot be seen. That means the nefesh, the neshama. The kamesha kosub is a kodesh, or the loy solid benudah of a bachelet. Wood, which cannot be lit by fire, so we beat it. We beat this wood until it can catch fire. So too, meaning that goof or the loy solid benudah, the neshmosa, body in which the light of the neshama doesn't take hold, it doesn't light up. How do we make the neshama light up in it? We beat it. In heaven, they beat it with yesurim, with tzaris. The tzaris, the goof, make the neshama light up. So we see that by lowering the pressure of the goof, the more pressure you put on the goof, the more you press it down, the higher up grows the neshama. The okay, nikra tzura lashon tzura. Therefore, Tzora has that name because it's a lashon dina l'tzura, so the nefesh and the neshama. Chayyadei ha-tzora nichna ha-guf me'ira ha-tzura. So the tzora, so the guf is lowered, and the male of the tzura, the nefesh lights up. Inso shayyadei zeh sheyesh lo yesurim v'tzora is me'ira ha-tzura. The fact that he has yesurim v'tzora is the tzura, the nefesh, is lighter, lights, he's an oil and it grows. I know ha-nefesh. The nefesh, Efshim Allah Sassuah, Kamar Kamar Noshim. The nefesh, which is a Nuchmiyus Tigger thing, could carry upon it many people. It's only the Gashmiyus Tigger Guf, which physically cannot carry it, but the nefesh, which is a Nuchmiyus, could carry upon it many other people. Because of the fact that they then has this Yisudim, which lowers the Guf and makes the nefesh grow. Is that this is Shatna Pazik Hashem Morabu Tsoroi, meaning Komash and Serabim Tsoroi. The more I have Tsoroi, meaning Tsoros, Abim Kolim Oloi, that there are many who are stay upon me, meaning that I bear them, that they're dependent upon me, I have to carry them upon myself. Because of the fact that I have their tzaddas, therefore, this is the tzaddik says that through the fact that I carry them, so mainly I carry them, and Abim Kolim, I raise them, I elevate them, and I bring them up to their shesh. This is the Nachman Chagigin's Altaitis here. He says that the word Tzora would mean enemies, actually. The more enemies I have, so it wouldn't be hard to say, if I have enemies upon me, so I'll make them and bring them to the Sheish. Could be said too, of course, that tzaddik is delicatus, and then he elevates them. He says it's better to say, Taicha, Rav Tzoroi means tzoreis shili. The more tzoreis that I have from these people whom I have to carry upon myself, maybe the tzaddik carries them to become his talmidim, and that's how he elevates them, raises them, and brings them up to their sheish. Baruch Hashem.